And now we are joined on the line by our guest for today, Tanya. Kia ora, Tanya.
Kia ora.
How'd you be today?
Craig, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on once again.
Yeah, no, good to be here.
And how's things in Kiriroa today?
Oh, I've been in the garden, I've been with the bees. It's a good day.
Excellent. And we're on here primarily to chat about the return of the Growers Market this Friday. That's exciting, Tanya.
It is. It's our fourth season.
Already.
And we start this Friday. And because it's our first Friday after daylight saving, so it gives us that bit of extra daylight to hopefully we can be outside, because we all love being outside on the church green. And
it's on Stewart Street, that is, folks. Yep.
Yep, Stewart Street, yep, in between the hall and the church. That's where we love to be. And if the weather is not favourable, we'll be in the church hall, the Stewart Street Hall, and we just have to do a shout-out for the Raven Congregational Church, who have made us so welcome and really, really supported us to be in that space.
It's a beautiful space too down there.
It is. It's amazing.
Yes. And how many growers have you got interested this summer coming up, this season coming up?
Well, it's always a little bit. We've got our normal main ones. It's usually a bit of a slow start with the food growers because, you know, some of you who are vegetable growers, we're sort of just in that transition stage where we're finishing off our winter crops and we're heading into our spring crops. There's a bit of a lull. So I haven't got all our stallholders there, but we'll have our favourites. We'll have Shy yes. with all his wonderful vegetables.
Yes.
We've got Pauline Dognis with her lovely honey. We have macadamias. And some others who haven't quite confirmed yet. But I also know for food, for ready-to-eat food,
yes.
we'll have empanadas.
Ooh.
And raglan falafels. And we should have chai araha with their lovely vibe.
Okay.
Their beautiful chai and their beautiful vibe and, their space for people to relax and connect.
Yes, it's a bit of a social gathering, really, isn't it? You know, apart from buying your veggies, everyone sits around and has a chat, and it's great, isn't it, like that?
It is. And it's just lovely how people have encouraged that to happen. It really is the community that have brought all their skills and ideas to this market.
Yeah, yeah. 4 years, are you saying this is the fourth year?
That's, 4 years.
How cool is that?
4 years. Mm. It is pretty good. We're going to have stallholders bringing seedlings and plants. So, yeah, definitely start coming down and booking it into your weekly routine.
Yes, indeed.
Daylight
savings, of course. Yeah, I was wondering why it hasn't started. But, yeah, like you say, it is that transition stage. Still a lot of leeks and cabbages and things like that around, aren't there? Everyone's growing at the moment.
So you won't be disappointed.
Yes. And that starts at what time?
5 o'clock.
Yes.
And we're pretty strict because we want to give our growers plenty of time to set up and make sure that they're relaxed.
Yes.
And it just helps everyone enjoy the market. So we start at 5, not before,
yes.
and we go until 7.
All right. And the numbers last year, Tanya, what were they kind of up to, do you remember?
Oh, we were having regular 200 plus. I think even just pre-Christmas we had a 350 numbers of customers,
wow,
people coming through. I mean,
it's a
it was
lot
huge.
Of folks, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of folk. And even when we were in the hall during the, you know, the early part of winter, we were getting 150, quite common.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? Great numbers, eh?
Yeah. It is fantastic numbers.
So it shows the community's well behind supporting our local growers, which is great.
They are. And yes. and remember, too, if you're a backyard grower or you're just wanting to test the waters of what it's like to be a market gardener, come and talk to me We have some good options. We're one of the cheapest markets out there. So stall fees are really cheap because we're wanting to encourage growers. And also you're allowed to share a stall if you've only got, so, you know, if you've got a neighbour or a friend, you're welcome to share a stall. And you're also welcome to, if you've just got a very small amount that's going to be less than a third of a trestle table, you can join in with the what we call the community stall just put out your abundance for that week that and just see how it goes. Yeah.
And the community the community table is usually well populated too, isn't it, Tanya?
It is. It's a good crowd of backyard growers who just have one or two things, types of crops that they want to sell and share, and it's lots of fun.
Yes, indeed. And talking about things gardening that you're involved with, Tanya, a few exciting things happening down in the community gardens too, behind the Pauly station down there on Wienera Street.
Yeah, we've got a pretty productive garden down there, and we've got some wonderful community gardeners, including some really committed families with young children. And in response to that, listening to what they wanted some more kid-friendly spaces. So we are having fun trialing out I'm not too sure what we should call it, Craig, because you're part of that community garden as well.
Yes.
Not too sure whether it's an enchanted walkway, an obstacle course, an imaginative play area, but
maybe a little bit of all of these things, Tanya.
All of those things. So we start. We've got Savannah is helping us design it. It's one of the young people, and she's started a pathway through the trees and the bushy area of the community garden down there.
Yes.
And so it's going to be sort of a little discovery pathway. I'm really excited about it.
Yes.
I don't know what it's going to turn into.
No. And we shall see. But it'll be fun anyway.
Yes. Do we need anything? Do we need to do a call out for any resources?
I think we need to sort of have a bit more of a think about how it's all going to look first. But the options are endless. Maybe ideas from folks, Tanya, maybe even.
Yeah, that would be good. I was thinking some stepping stones or some, what do you call them? Stumps, tree stumps. Chopped down that we could have as a bit of an obstacle course.
Yes, or even like a rope strung between a couple of stumps or something. Options are endless. Yes. Maybe not call out for anything just yet until we sort of get a bit further down. But, yeah, a couple of stumps would always be handy, wouldn't they, Tanya? So
it would be.
If you do have any stumps lying around, listeners, that are happy to donate to the community gardens, get a hold of Tanya, and that's easily done through the Whangarau Environment Centre website, I presume, Tanya?
Yes, you can do that.
So it'd be Tanya, Tanya at
Whangarau? Or Tanya at whangarau.org.nz.
Yes, there we go. And also crop swaps rolling along, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, I believe.
Too sure.
I'm pretty sure that's next Sunday, folks. So yeah, get along to that too. That's at the bowling where local gardeners again share crops and stories and things like that. The bowling club they ring the bell, I think, just before 10 o'clock. So that's next Sunday morning. And also land sharing and growing together. We've touched on this a couple of times in the past, Tanya. How's that coming along?
It's going really well. The first group out at Te Uku, they had a wananga working bee last Sunday, talking about kumara and how they were planting it and how they were working together. And I went along to that, and there was a really good crowd. At one time, I think there was about 30 people there, all learning about growing kumara and sharing their skills and sharing their mahi. And they managed to also, after the little talking and workshop, people stayed around and created, I think it was 150 mounds for the kumara tipu, which will be planted at the beginning of November.
Wow, that's a lot of mounds.
It's a lot. It's going to be good. They've already got onions planted, and I think pumpkins are going to be coming. Seedlings are going to be sown soon.
Right. And the tipu's go in the ground, did you say, start of November is the time, is it?
Yeah, I think that's what they're planning to do, yep.
Interesting. Oh, well, that'll be great seeing how that one rolls along. Good numbers too, don't you? Yes.
It is. Yeah.
But you're still on the lookout for other people who maybe want to go into a land sharing thing on their place, Tanya?
Yes. So if you go onto our website and under, so that's whaingaroa.org.nz,
yes.
And if you go under What We Do,
yes.
Right at the bottom there of this amazing list of what Whangaroa Environment Centre is
up to. There's a lot of stuff
there,
yes.
There is a title called Sharing Land to Grow Food.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to Sharing Land to Grow Food, it says, calling food growers and landowners, join our land sharing adventure, and you can actually fill in a little form online. And it goes, are you a landowner willing to share land? And you can fill it all in.
Yeah.
Are you a food grower without land? And you can fill in what you're wanting. And then what my role is to connect people.
Awesome. Yeah, some beautiful little picture on the page too. I see.
Mm?
Lovely picture, lovely photo down the bottom there too. I see on the page.
Oh yes. So that's our pumpkins from last year.
Yes.
So we have a property up at Wainui, Upper Wainui.
Mm.
It's a new property that the owners are wanting a team to share their land with them to grow crops. So that's really exciting. So they're wanting that to help them, develop the land and share the crops. So that would be really good.
Mm.
I'm really excited. My idea is that we have lots and lots of this shared growing examples, doing it different ways, growing different crops, supporting each other.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, it's always way more fun doing it in a group, eh, you know?
Yeah, it's more fun.
Yeah.
It's our experience has been it's been great for the tamariki to learn and connect and make friends.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you learn. You know, as adults even too, off other people and that little tips and tricks and no doubt.
Yeah. Last year with the kumara growing at Te Uku, I learned so much. It was like doing an internship, it really was. It was amazing. Just so many people had such amazing in-depth knowledge and ideas.
Mm. Fantastic,
so it's great to get together.
All right, so look up the Whangaroa Environment Centre webpage if you're interested in either growing on shared land or have some land you may want to get some shared going happening on. We'll get a hold of Tanya at Whangaroa Environment Centre. To have a discuss that further.
We forgot to talk about there's another shared food growing, a bit different, not about vegetables, but there's a group of people that are sharing a flock of sheep.
That's right. Yes,
a
there is,
a flock of sheep.
Yes.
And they're learning about animal husbandry and fencing and plumbing for water troughs and all those things that are associated with animal husbandry. So that's another example of getting together, sharing the workload and learning.
Absolutely, and there may be some workshops coming up there, possibly, as time goes by.
Yes.
I understand, Tanya.
I've heard some rumours.
Yes. well, that's great. Is there anything else you want to add, Tanya?
No, I think that's fantastic. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your show, Craig.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to join us here on the Over the Fence show, and have a lovely afternoon preparing for visitors, and hope it all goes well, Tanya.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks very much. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
All right, bye.